The high sandstone bluffs to the port side, or left of the boat, house many caves. Those caves were originally dug to mine silica sand, which was used in making glass. It was later discovered that the cool, damp, and dark atmosphere inside the caves was ideal for growing mushrooms, which were grown there for nearly a century before the city of St. Paul sealed them off for safety reasons. In addition to growing mushrooms, would you believe that a key ingredient of a condiment that can be found in many of your refrigerators had its origins in those caves? In the 1930s, an agriculture researcher from the University of Minnesota used the caves to perfect Roquefort cheese after determining that the climate of the caves mirrored the caves used to produce the cheese in France. Unfortunately, controversy arose in 1935 when a member of the French government strongly objected to the use of the name Roquefort, stating that there is only one Roquefort cheese and it is made in France. The United States State Department had an agreement with France prohibiting the use of the name, and as a result, the researchers agreed to call their version blue cheese. That's right. St. Paul was once the blue cheese capital of the world. For those bootleggers on board, you may be interested to know that some of the caves along the bluffs had a much more lurid past than the university's Roquefort caves. Once known as Castle Royale, what are today known as the Wabasha Street Caves, once served as a speakeasy for some of the most notorious gangsters of the 1930s, including John Dillinger, Ma Barker and her gang, Machine Gun Kelly, and Babyface Nelson. Believe it or not, in contrast to today's laid-back demeanor of Minnesota's capital city, it may be hard to believe that St. Paul was once a gangster's paradise. Through an under-the-table agreement known as the O'Connor System with the St. Paul Police Department and its then-chief John O'Connor, gangsters knew they were safe in St. Paul by way of a mutually beneficial agreement that allowed them to stay in the city without police interference as long as they kept their criminal activity outside city limits, paid the obligatory bribes, and kept the police informed when they were in town. According to Alvin Creepy Karpus, it was a city of importance to the criminal underworld in the early 1930s. He wrote, "Of all the Midwest cities, the one I knew best was St. Paul, and it was a crook's haven. Every criminal of any importance in the 1930s made his home at one time or another in St. Paul. If you were looking for a guy you hadn't seen for a few months, you usually thought of two places, prison or St. Paul."